news, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Morning from Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5, 807 on Mobile Mornings on a glorious, beautiful morning. May feel a little bit different to you. Maybe Sunday was different also, because that's when we, you know, when you realized, most of us realized that the time had changed overnight, or that you had to do all that. I didn't realize it.
I did my best changing all the, you know, the normal old-fashioned clocks with a dial on the back yesterday, but my wife still accidentally put the kids to bed an hour early, and I was not complaining.
Last night,
and I was, you know, working on today's show, and she comes in, and she says, "Hey, kids are ready. Say goodnight." I'm like, "Already?" She said, "Yeah. I mean, it's late." And I go, "No, it's
not late.
It's actually not."
Yeah.
She went, "Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad I know that now." So I'm sure many people finding out. Hopefully not as many of you, but some finding out this morning that you're showing up to work a little bit late. But
yeah, I was confused when I got in the car. My car does not update with time
automatically.
No, it does update. It seems like it does when I cross a time zone. Maybe I'm wrong about that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm rolling in. I usually get here around 4, and my clock in the car said 4:55. I'm thinking, that's an hour off, right? So I got here, and I was pleased to see that I was on time.
Yeah, and we were talking about that earlier, because, of course, many of you, I think a majority of our listeners, don't like the time change. And nationwide, you saw this poll, 56% of people would like to see the time change done away with, 12% like it. But Keith on the text line points out something pretty notable, I guess, when you have this dispute over whether the time change should occur or not. He says the big thing about the time change is that the school buses weren't running in the dark this morning. That's why the time changes. I think that's usually the biggest biggest argument against not moving the clocks, because it would just now be getting a little bit light outside.
Yeah, if kids are on buses, and I guess there still are kids who walk to school.
I guess so.
And
nearby,
if they're close enough and near a neighborhood school, they actually walk to school. I know a few kids that do that, or parents of kids that do that. So that's a lot more comforting to know that they're walking. Even if your kid is fourth or fifth or sixth grade, you feel like
higher visibility.
But you want to make sure they're seen. A lot of kids walk to St. Ignatius, for instance, and walk to St. Pius. So that's the one thing, the one safety concern.
Well, you know, we have a ton of things going on today in many different cities, including right here in Mobile, with the swearing in of now mayor-elect Spiro Chiarigotta, soon to be mayor. I don't know when he officially becomes mayor. Are we mayorless technically right now?
No, I think
Mayor Sandy Stimson's.
I think one Stimson has not resigned.
Mm-hmm.
He's still mayor until Spiro gets
until he's actually in. But
and then you have to. I think we then throw Stimson off of a wharf, and that's the Mobile way of saying, now you're no longer the mayor. You know, it's a little tradition.
Yeah, kind of like dunking the coach in Gatorade at the end of the game.
Kind of like that.
Kind of like that. I don't think he'd appreciate it. But
no.
I think when a lot of these are going on, whether it's here or Bay Minette or Robertsdale, it's going to be getting dark as folks are starting to eat some food and watch the ceremonies with the new mayors and stuff.
All kinds of stuff going on. In Bay Minette, for instance, they've got a new mayor, Joshua Brown, who, by the way, is the first ever black mayor in Bay Minette.
Yeah, and he's been on with Sean on Midday Mobile a couple times, one during his campaign and one since he won. Interesting and cool guy. I hope he does some great things for Bay Minette.
He says it's going to be a big time up there. They're going to have like a council meeting at 5 o'clock, and folks can go to the Civic Center and watch a live stream of the council meeting.
Dinner and a show.
And dinner and a show. You're going to be able to eat there, too. So that's pretty neat.
I might start just setting that up for our normal Tuesday Mobile City Council meetings. Just get a group of people. We'll tailgate, and we'll eat and watch the council meeting.
Chow down.
Watch
the council meeting. Spanish Fort, they got a lot going on. Brad Bass, new mayor there, beat McMillan pretty easily. And the city council is going to be sworn in during a 6 p.m. organizational meeting. That's going to be short. The new mayor says it'll be about 20 minutes in all. The main event's going to occur after that, with the honoring of a retired Spanish Fort dentist, Dr. Barry Booth. Didn't I not just see him in our building not long ago?
Hmm.
I hope he was on with Sean or not. You know Dr. Barry Booth?
I know of him, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beloved Navy veteran, Booth was instrumental in obtaining the grant money needed for the development of the Alabama State Veterans Memorial Cemetery. That's just a beautiful facility. It's up near Spanish Fort on 225, a little above Spanish Fort. He was also a key in orchestrating the honor flight. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
From South Alabama that provided 9 missions from Mobile to Washington, D.C. So they're going to honor him tonight. And that's, I guess, at the municipal building in Spanish Fort. Bay Minette. Now, Brown is pretty popular. 250 people have RSVP'd to that city's inauguration events, 6 p.m., immediately after the 5 o'clock work session. And he said the public's going to be able to eat dinner inside the Civic Center while watching the council meeting. That's Dalton's new idea for Mobile City Council meeting. You know, we should do that one time, you and I, just to say we did it.
And I mean, there have been some entertaining ones over the years.
Yes. There's going to be, Bay Minette's got eaters like Shotgun Barbecue, and grill and street seafood restaurant, all providing the goods. In Robertsdale, they're going to welcome the first ever female mayor, and they'll do that at the Robertsdale Coliseum. LA Barbecue catering that with pulled pork and potato salad, in case you were wondering. And then in Mobile, let's see what's going to happen here.
No food for you.
I don't see anything.
Yeah, you have to bring your own food if you're going to watch Spiro.
I think Samantha Ingram's qualifications is jamming up the whole thing. So we're a little concerned about that. Now, down in Gulf Shores, swearing the mayor and the council, and then off to Tacky Jacks for a meet and greet at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, and I think someone was a little confused earlier because in Fairhope, they're also going to have their own little get-together with the mayor, Sullivan, and the council. That's at Fairhope Brewing Company. Earlier, someone misheard us and thought we said that the Fairhope mayor will be having her party in Orange Beach, and
no,
that's not the case.
That's not the case at all. You got Tacky Jacks, seafood, and beer, I guess, and then the Fairhope Brewing Company, where I guess you can bring your own meal from somewhere else if you want. They don't serve food there, but they do serve beer. In Orange Beach, last but not least, they're going to be at the Orange Beach Community Center. I guess that's where we were down at the wharf.
Yes.
For a meet and greet there. They're having a potluck dinner with fried chicken, and then you bring the other side. How about
they'll
that?
Swear in the mayor and then have to roll me out after eating all the food.
Anyway, that's what's going on around here. Good story by John Sharp and AL.com talking about that.
Yeah, and it should be a pretty busy day for a lot of folks, including the media, who's going to have to go out and cover all this. I'm glad they'll have the food to keep them rolling. But let's see here. Erlene says, time change, schools can start an hour later. Problem solved. And keep the text coming, 251-343-0106. So obviously so much going on internationally and in our own country as well, as the government shutdown continues. And now, you know, in addition to discussions about what's going to happen in Venezuela, and I started seeing more and more reports, even though we've been talking about this for a while, but on Friday, I know the New York Post had a story, along with others, U.S. poised to launch airstrikes on Venezuelan military bases as Trump intensifies efforts to dismantle dictator Nicolas Maduro's narco-terrorist network. And they were really starting to push this Friday like something might happen very, very soon. And other than another lethal boat strike happening on Saturday, we haven't seen any actual strikes within Venezuela yet. But, you know, we have tons of military equipment
We're poised, right?
And in this story from Friday, they said the potential operation would target Cartel de los Soles, command sites, and military assets shielding Venezuela's drug trafficking operations. The U.S. has already deployed roughly 10,000 troops and an aircraft carrier to the region. And now the number of narco-terrorists killed in these boat strikes.
We've had 15 strikes,
yeah, and 65 killed.
Huh.
And the White House insisting again this weekend that they do not need congressional authorization to continue those drone strikes. But I say, you know, opening this up with another country now, too, on Saturday, and there's been a lot of talk about this recently also, with Christians being killed being slaughtered, really,
Nigeria.
And Trump warned on Saturday that the U.S. could launch military action against Nigeria if the country fails to stop their Islamist extremists from killing Christians. He did this on Truth Social, like he does so many other announcements. Trump threatened to cut off all U.S. aid, said he had instructed the Department of War to prepare for possible intervention, and vowed that any attack would be fast, vicious, and sweet. And you wonder if he's meaning more like, you know, airstrikes than actual boots on the ground. The statement followed the State Department's decision to add Nigeria to its countries of particular concern list for failing to protect religious freedom. What do you do as a country or as a the leader of a country if you get a call from the U.S. and they say, hey, just thought you need to know, we've added you to our countries of particular concern list. Just be aware.
Yeah.
Human rights group.
It's a heads up for sure.
It is. Inner Society is a human rights group, and they have the stats on this. They say that more than 7,000 Christians have been killed in Nigeria so far this year, and over 125,000 killed since 2009.
Scrambling through the story, was it Nicki Minaj? Does she have...
She
praised Trump.
She stepped into the conversation.
She did.
Saying that she was, and I don't know her exact quote. I just kind of saw some headlines, but she's giving him his props for noting that that's happening to Christians in Nigeria. And the response from the Nigerian government, by the way, they said they pledged to defend all citizens regardless of religion and called their nation a God-fearing country committed to tolerance and inclusion. Well, you wouldn't know that, considering how many... And, you know, I'm sure it's just insane over there right now.
Yeah.
But.
Well, that's political speak right there. Mm-hmm. As this is going on, obviously, that's just covering the backside and also pandering to Islamists that you have a faction of them that are wild and crazy and mm-hmm. are doing all this killing. I mean, it's that edge of Islam, that edge of the religion. That continues to be a big problem in a lot of Europe and in Africa.
It's just so much, and I know it's not impossible, but so much for the Trump administration, so many different, you know, dishes to hold, balls to juggle, however you want to say it.
And he takes one on. He takes new ones on without any concern for the last thing that he, or the fact that it's he's overstacked with too many things to do. He's dealing with Nigeria, obviously Ukraine. He talked to China about Taiwan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got some sort of an agreement there, I think.
He swears Xi Jinping told him he's not going to move on Taiwan while Trump is in office.
While he's in office. And then you've got the government is shut down, and he still takes on more stuff.
Yeah.
There's one other thing that I was thinking about.
Well, you've got the Caribbean.
Caribbean, right.
Yeah, with Venezuela
and Mexico Colombia. Also, the Mexican mayor was recently shot right after he spoke out about the cartels.
Yeah.
Looks like that wasn't a good idea.
A lot going on. But you mentioned it here domestically with the shutdown still going on. And I don't know, you know, I guess no one really knows how long it will last. I know some people are saying that now, and I think everyone has a theory, and that theory changes from day to day. But now they're saying, at least some Republicans are, that it's in the Democrats' best interest to keep this shut down at least through tomorrow when you have some really big elections.
Yeah,
with Mamdani likely to win in New York and Trump going after Curtis Sliwa, who's also running as a Republican up there. And what a life story he has. Just absolutely a crazy life story from Curtis Sliwa getting shot, you know, and by the mob trying to take him out.
His life story sounds like he made it up.
It does.
You know,
doesn't
it's like a kid is a new kid in class, and you say, "Well, tell us about yourself, Curtis," and then he lays all that on you.
You know, I didn't realize. So I knew he had that group, the Guardian Angels,
right?
And when crime really got bad in the Bronx, I guess, or other parts of New York, back in the 70s, I think.
Yeah, it was bad. Really, the cleanup was under Giuliani. That was the biggest cleanup.
So Sliwa was working as a night manager at McDonald's in the Bronx.
Okay.
Tough job.
Yeah.
And they had really pulled back on the law enforcement back then because of budgeting, or I don't know if it was just political or what. So it kind of echoes similar sentiments to what we've seen here recently. They didn't have enough law enforcement to be on the subways, and crime was just crazy. So I didn't realize the Guardian Angels, from a story I heard this weekend, it was him and a crew of his night workers with McDonald's who they'd get off their shift and then they'd go down there in the subways and try to police
them. That's how they started?
That's what I heard this weekend. I need to dive in.
That was the origin of the Guardian Angels?
I believe so.
Wow.
That's what I heard. So, and then, you know, he had this radio show and has for a long time there, and he would just, he would talk about the mob. And he would tell their story and what was going on, and they had enough of it. And I think told him to shut up, and he didn't shut up. And then tried to have him killed, shot several times. Just an absolutely amazing story. But now he, the Republican, is getting trashed by Trump and many other Republicans for not stepping out because they feel that he's hurting Cuomo's chances of beating Mamdani tomorrow.
Isn't that crazy that Trump and Republicans, strategically, it makes sense. Like, you got to bow out, so this guy who I hate has a chance to win.
Just on principle, I don't like it.
It's very, very strange.
Why aren't they calling on Cuomo to run out, to drop out? I don't know. But some are saying that by the Democrats keeping the government shut down through tomorrow, that helps them
at the polls?
Polls, yeah.
It'll help them get more of the vote out. And
that's one of the theories.
Also, New Jersey, is that really a race for governor? Is it that close? I don't know.
Mikey Sherrill. And Chattarelli, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. 823, Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings.
Thursday night at 7, Auburn fans can weigh in with Tiger Talk OT. Doug Holton takes your calls on the Morgan Bradley Alpha Hotline, 343-0106. Morgan Bradley at Fountain Square in Daphne, a proud sponsor of Tiger Talk OT on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, I'm Shimani Baker for WKRG News 5. Foley police are investigating a shooting that happened on South Juniper Street over the weekend. It happened around 2:30 on Sunday morning. The victim was flown to a nearby hospital, and their condition is unknown. Three suspects were detained in connection with the shooting. Auburn fired its head football coach of 3 years. Hugh Freeze's termination comes after the Tigers lost another SEC matchup. Auburn has only won 3 of its last 15 conference games. The team's defensive coordinator, DJ Durkin, will serve as the interim coach. The fight over the Dolphin Island foxes continues in court today. In 2019, a federal wildlife management plan aimed at protecting endangered sea turtles and birds called for the removal of predatory animals like the island's red foxes. In September, lovers of the foxes called for a halt in the plan. A circuit judge in Mobile will determine whether or not he can make a decision since the plan was made by federal organizations.
Is your wife hot? Nothing can make your life more miserable than a hot wife. ProTint can help with a quality tint job. Don't let her drive around all summer all hot and bothered. Do the right thing. Upgrade to a quality tint installed by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting. It's necessary for your peace of mind. Cause if mama ain't happy, no one's happy. Make an appointment with ProTint today. Call 802-1234. And with ProTint's lifetime warranty, you're ensuring she's happy for years to come. Call 802-1234.
Rhett Marcus is a proven Trump Republican, a conservative fighter who will help President Trump finish the job. In Congress, Rhett will stand with Trump to defend our guns, our God, and our freedoms. We don't need weak career politicians. We need warriors who will end the woke agenda. Rhett Marcus, Alabama first, America always. Alabama Christian Conservatives is responsible for the content of this advertising. Political ad paid for by Alabama Christian Conservatives. AlabamaChristians.com. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Exodus Marine Services brings expert boat maintenance directly to you on site and on your schedule. Call to schedule your service or pre-purchase inspection today. 406-0682. Exodus Marine Services. Just one call away.
Don't be left inside looking out, wishing you were riding. Adventure Earth Bicycles, we have the e-bike that'll change your life. The new 750-watt Stellar Falcon from Ufree, now in stock. This e-bike has a 48-volt battery, 750-watt motor, and comes in both mid-step and step-through. We also stock Big Sur Fat Tire Bicycles and the complete line of Denago e-bikes. All Adventure Earth e-bikes are completely assembled and warranted for a hassle-free adventure. So make your way to Midtown, to the corner of Airport and Little Flower. Adventure Earth Bicycles, everything inside to get you outside.
Being entrusted with a parent's medical needs can be hard, but they need you, whether they realize it or not. Elder abuse and neglect can take many forms, including self-neglect.
Dad, why didn't you tell me you needed help?
Report suspected abuse or neglect to the Alabama Department of Human Resources at 1-800-458-7214 or look for Adult Protective Services on the DHR website at dhr.alabama.gov. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the ABA, and this station.
Making food fun and informative.
It's that whole sweet savory thing. I think it's one of the things I enjoy about Asian food. Asian street food, Southeast Asian street food to me is just the entire world.
Spreading the word on local food events.
Chase Yamagata, he started Baldwin County Foodies, and let me tell you, it has grown like crazy.
And promoting local business.
Get out there, support local, be local.
Here's Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu, Sunday mornings at 11.
Roll
on FM Talk 106.5.
From the Old Bend Credit Union Traffic Center, you do have accidents now working 181 North of 64, Schillinger and Greeley, and Boyette and Mobile Street. So far from the 1065 split traveling downtown, we're clear. Wave Men's Health has successfully treated thousands of men in the area. They have licensed medical providers and expert staff to help with low T and ED. Come in and get a medical consult and blood work for $99 at WaveMen'sHealth.com. You know, I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Morning from Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5. I didn't see it last night, but it was interesting. During the football games on CBS yesterday, they were promoting 60 Minutes, and there was a picture of Trump sitting down with Norah O'Donnell, and in his Trump fashion, you know, one, two chairs in a room, and he just, it's like, wow, I'm talking to CBS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and gotta of course. Go. It was controversial the last time he talked on 60 Minutes, and or was it more so the Kamala interview he was upset about?
Yeah, it was Kamala. It was the way they chopped it up.
Editing of that. And again, calling for Senate Republicans to abolish the filibuster last night. He's pushing hard for it. It seems that the actual Senate Republicans aren't pushing so hard for it. We'll see what comes today. But he also talked about these ICE raids, and Norah O'Donnell asked him about them, with a little B-roll rolling behind it. Here's what Trump had to say last night.
More recently, Americans have been watching videos of ICE tackling a young mother, tear gas being used in a Chicago residential neighborhood, mm-hmm. and the smashing of car windows. Have some of these raids gone too far?
No, I think they haven't gone far enough, because we've been held back by the judges, by the liberal judges that were put in by Biden and by Obama.
You're okay with those tactics?
Yeah, because you have to get the people out. You know, you have to look at the people. Many of them are murderers. Many of them are people that were thrown out of their countries because they were, you know, criminals.
So that was just part of it. They had him for two full segments. They had the interview in there. He also talked about, well, everything going on for the most part, including his pardons. And it's interesting, too. You know, I feel that if they're going to keep going after Biden for the auto pen pardons, there need to be some good, clear answers about why they're pardoning the people that they're pardoning.
He wasn't good on at least one of those last night.
I don't know if it was the best answer. He was asked about the Binance founder, that CZ Yang, I think is his name, and that's a crypto firm.
Yeah.
Or I don't know exactly what the technical term for the company would be, what kind of outfit it is. But it was weird that he got the sentence he did, compared to other financial crimes and what time people have done for committing those crimes.
Right.
But when Trump was asked if he knew who the guy was, he basically said, nah, it's not really my bag. It's kind of my children who know all about that crypto world. And I don't know, if you're going to hammer Biden for the auto pen and pardoning many of the dangerous criminals that they did there in the last few days of his administration, if you're also going to pardon people, you need to have a pretty good answer for why. And his answer was basically, well, he got screwed over by the Biden DOJ, which it does seem that was kind of the case. I don't know. Drew Fabianich with the Senior Bowl joins us next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. At 34 days, the government shutdown is on the verge of becoming the longest ever. If it runs into tomorrow, and at this point it looks like it will, this will be the longest shutdown on record. Food aid for millions is at risk, and airline passengers are feeling the pinch as some air traffic controllers are not getting paid. Stage a sick out. British police say a man faces attempted murder and other charges following a stabbing attack on a train. It wounded 11 people. A railway worker who tried to stop the attack is now in the hospital with life-threatening wounds. Israel says the latest remains of three hostages returned from Gaza are soldiers who were killed in the October 2023 Hamas attack. A parade in downtown Los Angeles today for the World Series champion Dodgers. More details at srnnews.com.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. But what's more, MediShare members like it. We know this from member surveys. They like it a lot. It's a proven thing now. MediShare has been around for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing, too. If you join before November 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they will waive your application fee. So you save $100 right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. Again, the deadline is November 15th, so call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE, 844-45-BIBLE.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be pleasant with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cool, those in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If God is in your business or life, you will succeed. Hi, Larry Skoda, owner of L&S Air, a Christian-based company that offers quality equipment like Bryant, whose motto is the same as ours, whatever it takes. At L&S Air, we guarantee fair pricing, where no job should ever cost $28,000. Call L&S Air, 865-5174, and remember, keep Christ in your life. License number 83104.
Dan Brennan here, inviting you to join the community at Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill. You'll find everything you need to live the convenient and carefree lifestyle you deserve. If you're looking for your next home in Mobile, hey, I found it at Legacy Oaks. It's a charming community of 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartments located in the heart of the city just off Dauphin and I-65. Inside the spacious floor plans, you'll discover cozy interiors complete with gas range, a gas fireplace, and each unit comes with an attached garage. Outside your apartment, you'll love the amenities like pool and a clubhouse that includes a conference room and workout center. These provide the perfect opportunity to relax and enjoy the company of neighbors. As a resident of Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill, you'll also enjoy easy access to the area's most popular shopping, dining, and entertainment destinations, and still minutes from downtown. Reach out today for more information. Call 251-344-8099 and find out more at legacyoaksatspringhill.com.
Your workplace needs a welcoming space for employees to relax with a cup of coffee or tea and share creative ideas. And Azalea Coffee Service can create that space for your office. Azalea Coffee Service provides everything. Coffee machines, plus coffee, teas, water, even Keurig and pantry items. Need vending services? Azalea does that too. Throw out that old nasty office coffee pot and replace it with Azalea Coffee Service, the only locally owned and operated coffee service in the Mobile area. Call 675-9178 or online azaleacoffee.com.
From the Chuck Stevens Automotive Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers at Schillinger and Greenlawn with an accident without injuries. Also, a Sweet Town Road by, right by Theodore High School and road blockage here at Dauphin and South Carlin with an older wreck. So far, Tillman's Corner at Theodore, you're looking good. Looking for your next vehicle? Look no further than Chuck Stevens Automotive in Bay Minette, home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. Whether it's a brand new Ford, Chevrolet, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram, see them at ChuckStevensAuto.com. You know, came to the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 8:35 on this Monday morning, first Monday of November. And coming up, we'll talk with Drew Fabianich, Executive Director of the Panini Senior Bowl, after another weekend of college football. But right now, it's time to head to McConnell Automotive and talk with Louis Arata. Hey, Louis.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, we're doing just fine. Weather's nice, sun's out, and the lot at McConnell Automotive is full. And I talked a lot last week about, you know, the GM certified pre-owned vehicles that you have out there, but also a lot of new vehicles too that people have their eyes on.
Yeah, I'm back, and you're right, the lot is full. I'm sitting here looking at it right now, and you check everything out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. Check out all the new trades we got. You know, interest rates coming down, so we got some good interest rates going on right there on the new side. And sitting here looking at, I think we've got more Yukons now than we've had in a long time. So yeah. Come check those out. And like I said, it's going to be a beautiful day. And if you got any questions, give us a call, 251-476-4141.
All right. We appreciate it, Louie. Hope you're feeling better, man.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all.
All right. Louie Ratta, go see him. Maybe take some chicken noodle soup. We made some last night, Louie, on the mend. Go see him at McConnell Automotive on Dauphin Street, just east of I-65, and the website, McConnellAutomotive.com.
Yeah, it sounds like he could use the soup. He wasn't complaining, but I know he was sick. It doesn't sound like he's completely healed just yet.
Yeah, homemade chicken noodle soup. Last night was a good night for it, with it cooling down here these last few days.
Yeah, it was. Drew Fabianich is the executive director of the Panini Senior Bowl. And even when you're as powerful as the executive director of the Senior Bowl, you're still going to get hosed when TV wants to hose you. Hmm. So a lot of the games, I guess I was fortunate, Drew, because...
Oh, you're a longtime Fubo subscriber.
Yeah, I got Fubo.
You've been carrying their flag for a while, so you were all good this weekend.
Yeah, it did not affect me. At some point, I guess it's going to get me. But it affected a lot of people trying to watch a lot of the college football over the weekend. I'm talking about ESPN and
ABC,
and the disagreement with Disney.
Yeah, YouTube TV. I've been praising them for the last, 6 weeks. Until Saturday.
Yeah, it was tough.
I mean, put it this way, sick money on both sides. Can you not just play nice and just get this done? I mean, really.
Mm-hmm.
When you're sitting there talking about the SEC and, you know, and big games, guess what? There wasn't too many of them on Fox. There wasn't too many of them on NBC. So,
no, that's not where they used to.
Didn't get a lot done this weekend, but I had to catch up this morning when I got in the office. So, you know, I'm working on that right now.
Yeah, and a lot of tape to rewind. I think 3 top 10 teams fell this weekend, and one of those, Georgia Tech, who was undefeated and having a fantastic season.
Their offense played well, but their defense was terrible.
Yeah, Haynes King actually has a really nice stat line. Went 25 for 35 for 408 and 2 touchdowns, but not enough to take care of NC State. Also, Miami fell to SMU, and that Jennings at SMU, pretty good quarterback. He threw for 365 and a touchdown. And I know we had one more top 10 team fall. Who was that? It was me right now. No, Vandy. Vandy fell to Texas.
Right.
And that was one where I didn't have the ESPN up, Drew, but I went to a local restaurant to watch. I left when Vandy was down 34 to 14 or something like that, and they ended up making it a game. So some pretty big games this weekend, pretty big upsets.
Yeah, pretty good upsets that I didn't see but one of them. I saw the young man at the quarterback at SMU. I saw him down at the Manning Academy. And I've never seen so many just different angles, and I mean, coming from sidearm to above the top to, you know, throwing an almost sidearm, and incredibly accurate though. I mean, not prototypical, not beautiful, but he gets it done. Mm-hmm. I mean, and nice kid too. I met him down at the ACC, you know, media day, Jennings, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I've known Coach Lashley for quite a while, and they actually shored up their defense, because I mean, gosh, about 5 or 6 weeks ago, I think they gave up 44-45 Baylor. So, I mean, they played pretty well on defense against Miami, and enough to win, right?
They did. Yeah. And it's pretty interesting right now, Drew, when you look at this Stockton-Beck comparison. Early in the year, Beck seemed like he was on top of the world. He was getting all kinds of praise. Miami was way up in the top 3, beating Notre Dame, hammering Florida. He looks like a star. And maybe we're starting to see the reason that Kirby and the crew said, you're good, buddy. We're good without you. Roll on down to Miami. I mean, they let him out the door.
Yeah, it may be. But, I mean, again, I don't think they've helped him. You know, they put it this way. They're running the ball real well at the start of the year, and play-action pass was working real well for Miami.
Mm-hmm.
They're not running it as well as they were at the start of the year.
It's true.
Now,
it's true.
I thought they would continue to do so, because Mark Fletcher's a good back, and they've got a good young one there too. You can't be as effective with play action pass when you can't run the ball.
True.
You know, safeties and linebackers aren't going to be biting on it anymore, and they're going to play two shell, and they're going to play soft zones. I mean, so it makes it harder on the quarterback when you can't run the football.
Yeah, and it makes it hard on an entire team when you don't have a quarterback that can play. And I'm wondering, as a scout, and you're trying to, you know, rate these position players, even linemen, you know, how the quarterback plays affects their draft stock so often. And, you know, I'm thinking of Syracuse specifically and a couple of these other schools where Syracuse had a good quarterback to start the year.
He got hurt.
He gets hurt. And then how do you, I guess, use that knowledge when you're looking at some of these receivers who could be really good, they just can't get a guy to get them the ball?
Well, you look at historic, I mean, you go back and see if there's, you know, production early. You know, find out where the production's at, see how many times he was targeted. I mean, you can go back and look at just not just the stat lines, but you can look at targets and you can say, hey, you know, he's catching, you know, he's been targeted 12 times a game year past, and now he's only getting targeted 5 times. I mean, you have to take into account what's happened in the past. Mm-hmm. And you also have to look into the traits. You have to look at, you know, can he run? Can he separate? You know, is he getting open? Well, you can see that. Now, he may not be getting the ball, but is he getting open? And, you know, the biggest thing is how much you can separate from a defender as far as a receiver goes. And that's valuable, even if he's not catching the ball. Quarterback may not be good enough to get it to him.
You know, I remember when the young guy who's now with the Cowboys from South Alabama.
You talking Tolbert?
Tolbert. Yeah, talking to a scout, and they said the same thing. I said, can he make it in the pros? He said, and the scout told me, it's so hard. It's such a skill. There's only so many people that can do it, can get that separation. It's such a, you know, it's a rare trait. You got to be really rare to be able to be a good enough receiver just to make a pro team. Is that correct?
Correct. And you got to also look that you're also going against very rare athletic individuals that play in the secondary also. So, I mean, again, if you can match routes as a corner or a safety, I mean, that's what the difference is in college and the NFL.
Yeah.
There's so many guys in the back end that can play, and their foot speed's so good, and they can close and they can recover. And again, you got to be able to run too.
Yeah.
Because put it this way, when they say there's a Mendoza line, you know, for defensive backs, there is, because you can be as instinctive as you want to be. If you run 4.6, you're not playing corner.
That's right.
You're just not.
It's just not going to work.
No, because if you get beat, you will never catch up. So, and that's what we always call the recovery speed. If you don't have recovery speed, you can't play.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get beat. In the NFL, you will get beat.
And I guess we can wrap it up on the big news here. Big news in Alabama and around the SEC. Hugh Freeze finally let go after a pretty dismal showing offensively on Saturday. Defense showed up again, but no offense. They lose 10-3 to Kentucky. And you think about some of the weapons they have there and just not having a quarterback that can get the ball to them, whether it's Jackson Arnold or Ashton Daniels, the Stanford transfer. That ended up being the nail in Hugh's coffin, is not having a good quarterback.
Agree. And if you don't have a quarterback, you don't have anything. I mean, and I think I gave you this, guys. I think I've told you this stat, not stat, but just historical information. From Tony Romo to Troy Aikman, it was a 7-year period, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How many starting quarterbacks do you think the Dallas Cowboys had in a 7-year period from Troy Aikman to Tony Romo?
One was an outfielder. One was the Michigan kid. He was a dual, played baseball as well.
Drew Henson.
I would
was
say
Quincy
Carter.
Was he? Oh, man.
There was 14 quarterbacks between Troy Aikman and Tony Romo. And there are guys you never even heard of. Clint Sterner, Hutchinson. Yeah. I mean, you know, Vinny Testaverde. I mean, heck, Ryan Leaf.
Yeah.
I mean, Stephen Wright. I mean, I could, if I think about it, I could name them all. But that shows you that you can't survive without a quarterback.
Yeah.
Nah.
You can't.
Yeah. And then he goes,
put it this way. He goes into the portal and says, I'm going to take Peyton Thorne. And then he says, I'm going to take Jackson Arnold.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, he's supposed to be a quarterback guru and make it work, right?
Right.
Well, he also made those decisions. And guess what? You make those decisions in the NFL and you hit bust after bust, you know, you're going to get fired.
Yeah.
And now, there's a real estate sign in front of his house right now, so that's happened. Thanks for your time. We have an abbreviated opportunity to talk to you this morning, Drew, but we'll talk again on Monday, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah,
you
got it. And the Senior Bowl will be here before we know it.
31st.
End of January.
Yeah.
And tickets are on sale now at seniorbowl.com. Of course, they've got a lot of great events and charity events coming before then. The Thanksgiving turkeys, and you got the flag football games and stuff. Just great to have the Senior Bowl, the Panini Senior Bowl, in our backyard. Coming up next, we'll talk with Brian Comer from Tobias & Comer Law for Law 251. That's on the way with Mobile Mornings. Then Jeff Porcio follows.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be pleasant with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cool, those in the mid-40s. The day tomorrow, sunny and warmer with highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
With the multitude of threats that businesses face, from the cyber world to the physical, Ascension Technologies can help your business stay safe and secure in both of the worlds. Ascension Technologies now provides powerful video surveillance solutions that work to protect your business and assets 24/7. Technology constantly analyzing threats and working for you. Call Ascension Technologies today for a free assessment and site visit. 243-4224. AESBL license number 2223.
Deer season doesn't start in the stand, it starts in the dirt. Parrish Tractor has the tools to build the plots that bring in the bucks. Get the Kubota L2502DT for just $19,999 cash through December 31st. See it at Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale or at KubotaUSA.com.
From the Chuck Stevens Automotive Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers at Schillinger and Greenlawn with an accident without injuries. Also a Sweet Town Road by, right by Theodore High School, and road blockage here in Dalton and South Carlin with an older wreck. So far, Tillman's Corner at Theodore, you're looking good. Looking for your next vehicle? Look no further than Chuck Stevens Automotive in Bay Minette, home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. Whether it's a brand new Ford, Chevrolet, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram, see them at ChuckStevensAuto.com. You know, came to the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Here on FM Talk 106.5, and it's, well, it's time for Law 251. We do this every month with Tobias and Comer Law. Have learned so many things over the years, and you guys... That's one of the many great things about Tobias and Comer Law. You guys are so informative, and you'll let people know. You'll tell them. They have questions. You'll let them know what they need to know. And I really enjoy you coming in every month. Brian Comer with Tobias and Comer Law in with us for Law 251. Morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. So we're getting, you know, everyone gets deliveries, of course. It's a year-round thing, but it picks up later in the year, and with different kind of special sale deals going on around the country, and delivery trucks. That's something we really haven't touched on yet with Law 251. We've talked about 18-wheelers and on the highway, and we've talked about a manner of different things, but delivery trucks right in front of our eyes can be very dangerous.
Yeah, they can. And, you know, I think some people have a higher use of the delivery services than others. I'm sure some people in my family, if they quit ordering, some of the delivery services may call and say, are you okay? it's a problem as the packages pick up, as particularly at the holiday season and the deliveries pick up. Then what ends up happening is that you don't just have a particular company that's delivering it now. Now you have subcontractors that go out. And so you have people who aren't nearly as experienced on the roads, who have very highly scheduled delivery windows that they have to meet and deliver it within so many seconds and then get back in the truck and go. And so obviously that's a recipe for disaster. And so just, you know, people need to be aware, particularly when they're driving. Like I was on Dolphin Street the other day, and one just stops, you know, to make delivery, and you know, you just got to be paying attention.
Yeah, obviously the quick stops, that's the first thing in my mind, and they stop so often. Have you ever played that dance? You know, I just happened not that long ago, I was driving into my neighborhood, and there was a delivery driver stopped there,
and you can't, you want to go past them. So you kind of crawl, you know, right, I'm in a neighborhood and then they start moving a little bit. And that dance is, it's a delicate dance, but not so delicate when they stop and you're not expecting it and you run right into them.
That's true. And you bring up a good point too. I mean, you know, be a courteous driver. We talk about this all the time. Have some patience, have some grace. And, you know, it's, they're working hard and trying to make their delivery. And so if they're, you know, hopping in and out of the truck, be on the lookout for that. Mm-hmm. But also just, you know, be aware of the surroundings. And, you know, the flip side of that coin, though, is that from the driver's standpoint, it is absolutely crucial that they're safe. And so, and that's really what I wanted to emphasize here is that when they're not, you know, we've talked about this with 18-wheelers. When you increase the mass of the vehicle and the speed, you're going to have more force, mm-hmm. right? And that's just physics. And but as a result of that, if there is an impact with another vehicle, God forbid a pedestrian, then really bad things can happen. And so that's something that, you know, we all need to be mindful of.
Mm-hmm. Talking with Brian Comer with Tobias and Comer Law for Law 251. And you mentioned kind of these tight windows that they have. It's a job. They're on the clock and they have certain places to be at certain times. I imagine, well, just like any job, but they're behind the wheel, fatigue can sometimes set in for some of these drivers, or maybe they're moving a little faster than they should be in order to meet their quotas or windows or whatever it may
be. And certainly, you know, and I'm not saying that these folks are bad. I mean, mm-hmm. they're doing a great service and all that, but they still have to be safe. And the federal motor carrier safety regulations still apply. The rules of the road still apply. And so it's important that, you know, that they're safe while they're meeting those delivery windows. I mean, I remember growing up as a kid, there was a pizza delivery company and they guaranteed if you didn't get it in 30 minutes or less, it was on them. Well, yeah. When the wrecks increased, then they did away with that program. But same kind of thing here. You know, when these wrecks happen, they can be very bad and have devastating consequences. And you know, that's another thing I really want to draw out here is that in the event of a crash like this, heaven forbid that this happens, but in the event that it does, it is so important to go to a firm that knows what they're doing mm-hmm. in terms of how to do the investigation. One of the things that we pride ourselves on is making sure that we check every angle, that we look at all the potential claims that could be out there. You know, folks who have experience doing these claims understand that, you know, what kind of data is collected by the companies and then how to ask for that data that shows, you know, I mean, we've seen some crazy stuff like obviously texting and driving, but, you know, drivers eating and drinking. And I'm talking like bowls of soup while behind the wheel. And so it would just it's alarming when you see things like that. But that's why it's so important. We talk about, you know, wanting to make sure that you're going to somebody who knows what they're doing. And that's the why.
Yeah. And that makes perfect sense, too. And you talk about all these different contract workers now that are participating in the delivery of these items. I imagine when I say delivery truck, everyone has a certain picture in their mind. But I imagine there's all kinds of different vehicles out there that are helping deliver these packages.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've all seen them, right? Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's the unmarked box truck, but then they hop out and they deliver your brown package.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're in a branded truck, but they have no affiliation with that company. It could be that they've leased them. These smaller LLCs will pop up and then they contract with these delivery services to be able to provide the packages. And so, and again, you know, these folks are stepping in to fill a need because there's so many packages that are going out. Mm-hmm. It seems like particularly to my house, but
you're not alone.
But when they're doing that, if you're putting people who are inexperienced behind the wheel, or if you're not vetting the folks and to make sure that they're qualified and that they're that they don't have the kind of background that you don't want somebody behind the wheel, that's so important. And that's what we look into.
And one thing too, you mentioned the data points, and I know one of those companies, one of the main delivery companies, you know, they talk over the years about how much time they're cutting off by just making certain kinds of turns. As a big corporation, they're just like any business trying to cut as much cost as they can, whether it's fuel or time. I imagine the data points you would get in an accident, something like that, would be vast. You'd get all kinds of information, but only probably from some of the vehicles.
Well, actually, depending on the carrier, it's all of the vehicles.
Okay.
And so, you know, the those data points, it's hours of footage, video footage. It's real-time sensors that are picking up on, you know, is the driver distracted? Is the driver paying attention? Is the driver running red light? Is, you know, these things are captured and then, believe it or not, are monitored or supposed to be monitored at their hubs. And so, you know, different carriers do things differently. And, you know, and ultimately, it is to provide a cheaper shipping option for us, and all that's supposed to trickle down. But again, it's not at the cost of safety.
And I talked with Brian Comer with Tobias and Comer Law, Law 251, which, reminder, we put up the Law 251 episodes, the podcasts, they're up at tobiascomerlaw.com for you to check out. Great information over the years. How confusing can it be? Who's liable in an accident like this? You talk about the different contract works, and you say it's important that you use a firm that is knowledgeable in how to work these kinds of cases. Can that get really confusing when you're talking about a contract worker working for a contract worker, working for the big man or whoever it may be?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and then the type of claim that there is. And, you know, okay, so there's a crash. Well, one of the things that we always look at in these commercial vehicle crashes is, was there some kind of defective condition? And we've talked about product defects before that caused the crash. Did a defective brake caliper or something that's been recalled, was that not communicated to the shipping company? Is that the cause of it? Or was it driver inattention or distraction? And those are the things that we run down in addition to who the responsible party is. Because, you know, it may say ABC company on the truck, but they're actually being controlled by XYZ company. Mm-hmm. And if that happens, yeah, I mean, you know, that's why you have to know what you're doing to be able to figure that out and kind of peel back the layers of the onion or the see the man behind the curtain, so
right,
to speak.
Right. Well, at Tobias and Comer Law, I mean, you guys, you do the work. You really dig in. And you and I, you know, we come up with different topics to talk about on the air as well. And you, every time I talk to you, you're like, man, that sent me down a real rabbit hole. You wouldn't believe some of this stuff. That's how you guys are with every single case. Every time somebody brings something to you, you have such detail and care so much that that person is heard first off and is cared for, you know. And I just think that's so impressive from all of you there at Tobias and Comer Law. For folks that want more information, I've already talked about the website, tobiascomerlaw.com, but you also have a phone number too, and people can reach you there 24/7 for a free consultation.
That's right. 251-432-5001. And I really do appreciate that, because that's something that we take extremely seriously. This is the most important thing that's ever happened to this person typically, mm-hmm. or this person's family. And one of the things I enjoy most about this is to be, you know, we talk about how we are real people helping real people, but then also to really become an expert in a subject matter is very gratifying and stimulating too. And just to be able to then use that information to help somebody is just the utmost and why we do what we do.
Yeah. And, you know, the proof that you have that you're helping people, they come in and come to you, but there's no telling how many people you've helped keep out of accidents or keep something from happening just by putting this information out there like you do month in and month out.
And that's the goal. Yeah. I mean, we all want to be in a safer society. So, yeah.
Well, we appreciate you, Brian, and I know a lot of other folks do too. Tobias Comer Law, Brian Comer with us for Law 251. That does it for this morning on Mobile Mornings. Coming up next, the Jeff Poor Show, and we'll do this all again tomorrow morning at 6 right here on FM Talk 106.5.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.